The first big meeting in April, where we'll be meeting with different stakeholders and understanding what the issues are for pedestrians and cyclists and why there's been a lack of investment to date. And we'll use that data and our findings to help the Ministry and the Road Safety Commission to develop the cycling and walking policy.
Biking is not new in Africa. Why this push in the first place?
Cycling is definitely not new, but the lack of infrastructure is something that's always been a problem. And bike share schemes are really developing now. They're very technology based. There are lots of ways to deter theft. They're very smart. And I feel like it's the time that Africa could try and introduce a bike share scheme.
Do you think Africa is ready for bike sharing?
Yeah, I think definitely Africa could make a success of bike sharing, just as other countries in Europe and Asia and China are doing. If you have the right leaders with some political will, champions for cycling, then it's possible. We definitely have the technical know-how and we have the financing. So it's just a case of someone being a leader with a vision to make the streets available for the majority, which is people who walk and cycle.
Here we are in Africa, where the few pavements that we have are being encroached on by petty traders, and as soon as we try to get them out of the way, it turns into a political issue. Do you think this is not an impediment?
No, I think one of the things that any city thinking about introducing a bike share has to do is look at the local context. So something even that would work in Accra wouldn't work in Lagos, and something that would work in Paris wouldn't work in Amsterdam. So I strongly believe that if we know that traders are in our cities and they need a place to sell what they're selling, then we should incorporate them into designing our streets. And with just a little bit of creativity, we can make sure there's space for cycling, there's space for walking, for parking, and for traders.